Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
And I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about how to attract high-end clients you love. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She teaches spiritual women coaches, healers, and holistic practitioners how to create a steady stream of high-end clients they love without feeling guilty, working too much, or losing your soul. So sign us all up for that. She's an empath, an introvert, and healer all her life, and she ran her own six-figure wellness center for 20 years. Now she focuses on supporting and empowering other women healers around the world to shine their lights more brightly and live lives of deeper purpose, abundance, freedom, and joy. I'm so grateful to have with us today here, Shaila Mahaly. Shaila, it's so great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Sharon. It's a pleasure and a delight to be here with you and all of your listeners today.
Thank you. So, you know, Shaila, because I have my podcast name is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, I ask all my guests, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
That is a great question. Thank you for that. So I would say being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur really means being in spirit first and knowing and trusting that everything flows from there. So, you know, when I work with clients, either private clients or in a group, we always start off every session, every coaching call, every free training with a meditation and intention. I know you are really big into that also, Sharon. And, you know, I've had people say, oh, well, do you need to do this part of it? And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point of it. It's really about being centered and being connected to divine spirit and receiving guidance and trusting that, even though it might not look or make sense at the time, you know, trusting your path and doing our best to be in alignment with that in all of the decisions that we make in our business, from our vendors to the platforms to the, you know, I love all the people that I work with, and that's really important to me. So it's really about connecting to your own spirit and letting your expressions in your life flow from there.
Yeah, I love that you say that because, you know, it is so important to have that ripple effect in your business where you feel aligned with whether they're vendors or, you know, folks that are supporting you in any kind of way and really being in that same energy. And so I really appreciate that you are sharing that as well. And, you know, the whole concept of just really coming from this place of spirit in all aspects of everything we do in our business. I mean, we're all works in progress, so no one's perfect, but to hold that intention and to hold ourselves to that standard really is so key and so important. So I appreciate you really sharing that.
Thank you.
Shaila, can you really share with us a challenge, you know, one challenge that stands out that you've faced that's helped you to activate all of that more in you? You know, usually people say just one challenge.
Just one. So one challenge that stands out really for me is, you know, I ran my wellness center and various iterations for 20 years. And it was, you know, at multi six figures. And then, you know, if you've been in business for decades, like I have over 30 years, there are going to be ups and downs. And I kept getting the message that it was time for me to do something different. And I didn't know what else to do, though. And this was my income and I was helping people and I had a team. And so I just kept going, even though spirit kept telling me, like, it's time for something else. And so a series of events happened. And then I brought in the wrong business partners. And then they locked me out of my wellness center. It was really ridiculous. And I opened up somewhere else just a couple of days late. Like, I I stuck with it still as long as I could and did my best and just kept getting these messages until one day I woke up and I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done here. I'm not even going to sell the place. I'm just done, you know, and started the process of just shutting down what I considered my life's work of the past at that time, 20 years. And it was really challenging because I didn't know what else I was going to do. This was really all I knew how to do. And so I did that. And then shortly thereafter, a client from my wellness center came to do an in-person session here in my living room. And I, between then, I had one, another client had told me about this business coach and invited me to an event. And I signed up with her and then started working for her and running her events and learned how to do quote unquote coaching as its own separate standalone business, even though I had been doing that in various forms. So one of my clients came in and I offered her a transformational coaching program for $10,000. And she said yes right away. And that was my very first coaching client that I had ever had. And if I hadn't stopped what wasn't working, that would have never opened up and come in.
Wow. I really want people to absorb that because, you know, that is such a powerful story. And there's so much energy in that. I can feel the activation in that. And, you know, what is the, I have a sense, but I'd like you to share what you feel sort of the divine curriculum or the spiritual theme was in that whole experience, that journey that brought you to where you are.
Yeah, thank you. So there were, you know, there were a couple, and one is, you know, when spirit knocks lightly on the door, might be a good idea to listen so it doesn't have to start banging and getting louder when it wants you to, it's guiding you in a certain direction. And the other thing is really about just stopping what's not working. Even if you don't know what else to do, I know so many people and they're doing things in their business that aren't working. And so they just keep doing more of those things that aren't working, hoping that they'll work. But if it's not working, just stop doing that and then allow what's next to flow in.
Mm. And you know, it's interesting in your story too, is, you know, while you were getting these promptings from spirit, you really weren't getting the next step. You know, no. The prompting was just, there is something else for you to be doing. You kind of, you know, you've really evolved through this, or, you know, you're being activated to something else, but there wasn't this clarity about, and then go be a coach and then support and transform other women. And, you know, so there's this walking in faith, even when logically it doesn't make any sense. I'm sure when you were telling everyone, yeah, I'm just closing this thing, you know, those people, there would be people that would say, I mean, like, are you crazy? You know, you have to make this work. I mean, this has worked in the past. You can make this work. Right. You know, so there are lots of people that are going to really not understand that whole idea of just, you know, something needed to change. There was something that was wanting to be activated in you. And I just, I'm so appreciative for you to really have just gone with that journey ultimately, you know, and there wasn't a clarity. There wasn't a go do this, right?
Right. And I kept looking for a mentor and I'd be like, are you my mentor? Are you my mentor? You know, I need a mentor. I know something else needs to happen, but I don't know what. And then one day it was like the clouds parted and the hand of God came down and said, Shyla, you are the mentor. And I was like, oh, that's what I've been thinking.
Right.
And then, another good part is that another young woman had just started a wellness center that was similar to mine. And then she ended up hiring me to be her business coach. And I referred all my clients over to her.
Mm.
It was just such a beautiful flow there too.
Such a beautiful circle. So anything else you want to say on that?
No, just, I mean, I didn't know of her, you know, I didn't know her before. It just kept flowing. Yeah.
And especially once you just really went with the guidance, like, all right, so you're not going to do this. And then just really trusted that whatever that would be would show up. And that takes a lot. You know, that takes a lot. I mean, imagine, folks, I mean, here you are in a multi six-figure business, yeah, and you're just going to walk away from that,
yeah,
and not even have a plan on what are you going to do. I mean, that sounds crazy to some people, right? Totally crazy. And then, you know, but also that you weren't getting a clear sense of what it is that you were going to do next. So I just really want people to be encouraged that, you know, no matter what's going on, it's about really allowing yourself to have that faith that when you're standing in this place of, I believe, partnering with higher guidance for greater service, that you will be shown. But it always does. It doesn't always happen, you know, that red hot minute.
No, or even that week or that month, you know,
or, you know, sometimes even that year or years. So
exactly.
I just really want people to get that is about, you know, I always say it's like, you know, the manifestation and manifesting with spirit is kind of like cloud formation. You know, we want it to be boom, you know, immediate right there. And it's more like the clouds kind of forming, and it can take its own sort of way, but it's all lining up. And this is fascinating. So I could talk to you all day, but let's jump in to the whole idea of how to attract these high-end clients that we love with integrity and ease and without feeling guilty, working too much, as you say, or losing your soul. So that's all the check boxes there. So you mentioned a little bit about how you got started as a mentor to spiritual women and coaches. Is there anything else you want to share about that? How you got into that space.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yeah. And I worked with thousands of clients and was really good at helping them transform. I was just really, really good at it. Loved them, showed up for them. And what I noticed is in my own team and then other women that I encountered who were healers and holistic practitioners and then later coaches, is that they weren't charging their worth, and they were giving and giving and giving. And I used to do that. I used to do sliding scale and just say, oh, if you can't afford it, don't let that stop you from coming in. You know, I was giving everything away and, you know, went broke more than once in the beginning. So I saw so many other women doing this. And then one day I actually was in meditation and I kind of popped up, you know, into the universe as I love to do. And I was looking down at our beloved planet Earth, and I saw this string of lights all over the earth, this network of lights. And it was women healers all over the globe, bringing more light to this world. And then, and I often weep when I tell this story because it really touches me. I saw the lights getting dimmer and dimmer collectively around the globe. And I had to say, not on my watch. You know, no, I can help these individual people, or I could help these women healers who are also helping all these other people. And I knew that was the way to brighten and strengthen the interconnected web of light on this planet and beyond.
Oh, wow. That makes me emotional too, just thinking about that. That's amazing. I felt such a surge of energy when you said that. So that is absolutely key, right? I mean, women just in general tend to discount ourselves. You know, we're nurturers, and so we want to support and nurture everyone, especially we're in the healing space or the coaching space or the transformational space. So why do you think so many spiritual women coaches, healers, and holistic practitioners do undercharge for their services?
Yeah. You know, Sharon, I think there are a number of reasons for this. I believe in multiple lifetimes. So past or future or simultaneous, however that's happening. I think that many of us were had taken vows of poverty in previous lifetimes that we're carrying with us. And I know, you know, the vows in the temple of poverty, chastity, and obedience. So I have these memories of, yeah, poverty and chastity, that was fine. Obedience was never my thing. That's what always got me kicked out of the temple, is I wasn't obedient. But I think we have really taken vows of poverty, and we have been told that money isn't spiritual and we don't want to be seen as greedy. I think also, you know, there's a whole patriarchal infrastructure that tends to devalue women. So I think it's, you know, like kind of in our culture energetically. Mm-hmm. Now, I also think, you know, women are, most of the healers on this planet are women, and their mothers and their grandmothers and their, you know, friends taking care of others. And we see women nurturing and healing without getting paid, because that's a role that a lot of women take on in their families and their communities. And then we wonder, well, why do I get paid for it if I see all of these other women doing it for free or very low cost? So I think it's really kind of woven into our psyche and into the energetic hallucination on the planet right now that healing work is undervalued.
Yes, it's like in the collective consciousness, you know, and then there's the feeling of, well, if they can't pay me, I don't want to turn them away. I've heard that from many, many people, you know, that I don't want to turn them away. I don't want money to be standing in their way. And so, you know, I get that, but, you know, there's certainly ways to be able to provide energy support for people, you know, in exchange, you know, energy exchanges, right? So what is the, so talk more about what's the number one most important thing then that women can do, spiritual coaches and practitioners and healers, what can they do to shift into a mindset of more abundance, especially as you talk about, you know, perhaps these programs that, you know, are ingrained in us from other lifetimes or simultaneous lifetimes or whatever the dimensional realities may be. So what is the number one thing that people can do?
That's good. So, you know, women coaches and healers and holistic practitioners come to me because they usually want to get more clients and make more money. And I'm really good at helping them with that. And the underlying reason that they're really coming, and one of the biggest benefits they get, although no one ever calls and asks for this, is that they remember who they are at the deepest level of their being. And they remember that in a way that they never forget again. So I think the number one most important thing is to really remember who you are and why you are here and stand in that and really invest in support to stand in that, to find your ground and to stand in your knowing and your wise woman power. Because we have all these conflicting messages around us, we need someone really to guide us and mentor us to say, I see you, I know who you are. Let's create your expression from your soul. In fact, I call it your soul gift signature program. This is like what you're here to share with the world and to know you're living your life purpose. So you really want to focus on what you're really here to give and then create abundance around that. And Sharon, when you said, I hear this all the time too, I don't want to leave anybody behind. I don't want to leave anybody out because of money. Mm-hmm. One of the things I always say is, well, the good news and the bad news is there will always be other women healers undercharging that they can go see. So you have to decide if that's going to be you. And it's really about, you have to make a decision of how you want to walk in this world. Do you want to? And some people are perfectly fine giving a lot, receiving very little in exchange. Some people, that model works for them. But the people who come to me, they're in conflict because they're so generous, but they don't know how to make enough money so that they can keep doing the work that they love doing.
Right.
They don't know how to break through to their first six figures.
Right. And
so, you know, you just have to decide, like, am I committed to this? And realistically, in this world, we need money to pay our rent and to pay our mortgage and to pay our yoga teacher and buy organic foods from the farmers and donate to, you know, animal welfare causes, whatever it is we're doing. Like, we can be more powerful and impactful in the world when we stand in our true nature and bring our true transformational gifts and then are willing, as you said earlier, Sharon, it's about balance, right? It has to be sustainable. So we're willing to receive something that's comparable to the energy that we're giving out.
Right. You know, one thing that just really comes to me is the whole idea too of perceived value. Mm-hmm. You know, so often, you know, women, especially healers and coaches and practitioners, and just kind of put them in all that whole heart-centered energy. And, you know, they think, well, I'm doing something good. I'm doing something valuable for the person by charging them less. And really what's going on in a lot of ways is we're acknowledging the limitation or the perceived limitation of the person, their story. And also people, you know, there is that adage, you know, you get what you pay for. And if you don't charge an energy exchange, that is something that would seem to be aligned with the energy and the support that you're providing, then oftentimes there is this perception that it's just really not that valuable. And yeah. So it kind of backfires. It's sort of, it's like we have this intention, well, I want to do this, and then they'll think this is more valuable, but oftentimes it's the exact opposite. Feel it's less valuable. Have you had that experience as well?
Oh my gosh, so many times. So, you know, I used to, you know, barter and do sliding scale. And then I would tell people, this is my scale. Then people would come in and pay the bottom and tell me sad money stories. So I had to listen to that all day. And so I had to change it and say, here's my scale. And if you want to tell me a money story, you have to pay the top of the scale, because I only want to hear good money stories, because I didn't want to be in that conversation. But there was this one woman, and I was working with her, and way below my scale. I think I was seeing her for something like $40 a session and letting her make payments, right? Wow. So she's in my treatment room, and we're doing a session, and she says to me, you know, I heard that so-and-so just opened a wellness center. And I went, oh, that's great. And she said, she charges $80 a session. I'm like, oh, well, good for her. And this woman who I had bent over backwards and done everything to help her looked at me right in the eye and said, she must be really good. And that's when I stopped doing sliding scale. I was like, oh, wow. Okay, I get it, loud and clear.
Right.
And I became the most expensive person in town to be seen. And then people started flying in to see me. You know, like at one point, Oprah contacted me, but I chickened out after we traded a couple of messages, me and her staff. I'm like, I can't see Oprah. But anyway, things started, you know, expanding from there once I got so clear. Like you just said, that message of, oh, I think I'm being helpful, but there's a perception that I'm not worth that much.
Right, exactly.
And then they're not showing up fully.
Exactly. Or, you know, I thought you were going to say something like, and she said, oh, and I have, I bought a whole package of her sessions.
Right. She probably did. I don't even know. She probably did.
And then you say, oh, okay. Because how many times does that happen, especially in the beginning, when, right, you know, you really support someone, you think you're really supporting them by giving them some kind of discount or anything. And then you find out they took some big, huge, high package of somebody else's or something.
Exactly. Why? Because they offered it to them. You know,
right.
One time I went to get a massage from this amazing massage therapist, this man who, he was like doing some intro special and you could get 60 minutes or 90 minutes. So I chose 60 minutes to check him out. And I drove across town and parked and went in. And then I'm on the table and he announces he's giving me 90 minutes instead. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, am I going to get a ticket? You know, okay, great. I appreciate his generosity, but I had that option and didn't choose it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he gives me one of the most amazing massages ever. And it's like, I remember standing up and I'm walking around the room looking for my pants, but I had already put my pants on. Like it was that kind of massage. Uh-huh. And I had on me cash money in my purse, over $1,000. And if he had simply offered me anything, I would have gladly handed that whole $1,000 to him. But he, like, I think gave me his card and I'd never been to that place and his name of his business. I couldn't, and I never saw him again because I lost him and I couldn't track, you know, and then it was too much effort to track him down. But you have to really invite people to have a transformation.
Yeah, powerful. Yeah. And oh, that's that. And then really to hold that space that you feel what you're offering is valuable, because people can really sense that and they can really feel that. So And I could talk to you all day, so we definitely have to have you back because I know you've got an amazing gift you're going to provide people that's going to really help them to begin to start doing more of this, like the how part of it. But just one other thing I wanted to ask you before we share that with folks as well is, what do you feel the key is to attract clients that we love and who value us and value what we do and pay us what we're truly worth? What is the key from your perspective?
Thank you. Yeah, this is a really great question. The key really is the culmination of some of these things we've been talking about, which is, you know, you have to make a decision that you are here to help people transform their lives in a way that they usually can't do with one session. And if you can totally transform someone's lives in one session, you can charge a lot of money for that because it's quick, right? So it's not the time for money thing, it's the transformation. And so you have to get super clear. You know, some people say, oh, let me look at the market and see what people are buying and see how I can do something like that and maybe charge a little less. But where I come from and invite my clients to stand in is, who are you here to serve? I call it your divine match client. I think we have a soul agreement with these people to come in and help them. So you have to get really clear on who is this person that I am committed to serving. You're not leaving other people out. You're really focusing on your soul agreements, knowing that there are millions of other women around the planet doing the same thing. So you got this piece, they got this piece, right? Mm-hmm. And so you get really committed to, here's who I help. Here's the help that they need that I can give them. So you have to, you know, it has to be something that you have an authority to do and lead them in. And a lot of women have this already, but lack the confidence to know that. So that's part of who I help them remember they are. And you create a transformational program. And you start off not by thinking about how much it's going to cost. I always tell people to say, if your best friend or your mother was sitting across the table from you and had this problem, what would you tell her to do to get the transformation? Right. So I used to sell at our wellness center, we did many things, and one of the things was colon hydrotherapy. And people would come in and they'd do their first session and they'd get great, you know, they'd feel great. And they'd say, when should I come back? And I would say, well, you know, most people like to start with a series of 10. And they would go, oh my God, 10. And then I would say, well, you probably need 100, but I didn't want to scare you, you know, so just start with 10. Because I saw that that's what helped people get a deeper transformation. I would say just come whenever you want. You're welcome to just pop in. But if you want a deep transformation, you know, here's the programs that we could do. And we had an infrared sauna, like we had all kinds of things. But you have to like be honest with people about how you can help them and what those steps are and how long it takes, right? So I can help someone create their high-end program in about 90 days. Some people do it less, but if they really want their whole business set up to generate six figures ongoing, that takes about a year for most people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not something we can do in 90 days. And so it's a different commitment and it's a different investment. So you have to be really clear on, here's my divine match client, here's their problem, here's my solution, and here's how to get the transformation. And each of you listening, you know how to get that transformation. Sharon, you know, like when your clients come to you and here's the result they want, you know what it takes to get them there, right?
Right.
So you just have to tell them.
Right.
Price it in a way that reflects the value of what they're receiving.
Yeah. And
my clients usually love it. What's that?
I just love that. I mean, another thing I just want to share, and especially you talked about Oprah, is you know, Oprah at one time was talking about how you know, everyone else goes out into the market and sees, well, you know, is this a viable market? And Oprah says, you know, I just look at something I want, you know, like with her O magazine. So, you know, I didn't go out and say, is this viable? Can we make money with this? I just knew that there was a gap for me as far as the kind of magazines that were out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe O Magazine is one of the few magazines that make a considerable amount of profit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but when you look at it, I mean, even when, you know, I get it, you know, my husband will say, that thing, that's huge. And I say, yeah, it's like a whole experience. Like when you go through this, this is just a whole experience. This is, you know, getting the tub and, you know, and luxuriate, because it's a very luxury, you know, so she knew exactly what she was doing. But what I loved about, you know, I call it the Oprah, you know, Oprah way of marketing is not to go out and look at, well, what is it that's selling and how are other people doing it? You know, you have to come into this space where it's like, well, what do I want to provide and who do I want to work with? Because that then you're aligning with those soul aligned clients. So I just really wanted to acknowledge that. And I know there's a lot of people that will say, you know, go out and see what's happening in the market. I'm not saying that that isn't something that feels aligned for people to do. I just know that when you're really coming from that place of soul alignment, that in my experience, you know, when I create things that I know I would love and I know I would be excited about, and I forget for a moment that I'm creating them and I get excited about it and say, oh, I should join that. And I think, oh, wait a minute, I'm doing that. You know, is that like that litmus test, like, oh my God, I want to join that. Exactly. To me, that's when the alignment is right. When you forget, you forget momentarily that's you.
That's right.
You know?
Yes, that's right. And you do. You definitely want to create things that you absolutely love. Mm-hmm. You know, and I loved what you said about the marketing. And, you know, when I tell people that, you know, I work with women healers, helping them make more money, some people are like, you're crazy. They are not, none of them make money. They're like, that's crazy, Charlotte. Pick a different market. I'm like, no, these are my people. I'm here to help them. Like, that's it, you know? And then sometimes I remember I was at a fundraising event for Pachamama, great group, Lynn Twist. She wrote The Soul of Money. She's amazing. And I was at a fundraising event of hers, and we're at the table and people ask what we do. And I said, oh, I help women healers make more money. And the people around the table actually gave me a standing ovation. They were like, yeah, they need that. So I want everyone to know people are cheering you on. Like, people want you to come out and shine your light more brightly and be more abundant and help more people and create a bigger positive impact in the world and spread more joy. And that's your natural state. That's what you're here to do. And some people say, oh, to do this, who do you have to become? But I always say, no, it's who you already are. You just have to stop telling yourself these limiting stories and beliefs, shift your beliefs. And, you know, there's work that needs to be done, but it's all in service to who you really are, showing up more fully in this life while we have the time.
Yeah. I tell you, I could just talk to you all day. So we definitely need to have you back. But I know you have an amazing gift for people to begin to start helping them to do some of this. I mean, we can only go over so much in this short period of time, but for people that want to dig in deeper, and everyone that's listening to this will want to dig in deeper, every single person, no matter where you're at, you know, this can take you to the next level. So I really want people to go and get your generous free gift. Maybe tell people a little bit about what that is and how they can get that. And that would be really awesome, because I'm really excited for people to really take part in what it is that you're providing.
Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate you and everyone who's listening. So I have a free masterclass, and it's called, funny enough, How to Attract and Enroll a Steady Stream of High-End Clients You Love with Integrity, Without Feeling Guilty, Working Too Much, or Losing Your Soul. And, you know, I have a private client. She signed up recently, and she told me she watched this masterclass 10 times. And she got something out of it each time. She would just take notes and go in, and, you know, so it's really, it's inspiring, but it's also very how-to. It's very practical. I'm known for making things really easy and practical and not confusing you or putting in unnecessary things. So you're going to learn the 5 simple steps that our clients use to create a steady stream of high-end clients and income, and also the 4 biggest mistakes that many heart and soul centered women coaches and holistic practitioners make that sabotage their success and their confidence. And they don't mean to, but these four things come up. So you'll learn those. And you'll also learn the best tech choices to make your life way easier, increase your income, and give you more free time. And I actually, if you stay till the end, I give you my high-end evergreen tech guide. It's like, click here for this, click here for that. Like, this is everything you need. And you might only need one of them to start off. And you can be in touch with me and say, here's where I am. What do I need? I'm happy to share information with you like that. So if you watch it and you download the guide, and you actually get a couple of gifts. The other one is my high-end client attraction and enrollment formula, which tells you the exact steps to take. And I made it in a little beautiful circle. And these are beautiful things I've created. I was saying, we want to create things that we love, right? And these, you'll see the webinar, I love it. I love my downloads. You'll get those for free. And it's really about how to create more abundance while being both spiritual and authentic. So you have more freedom. People usually want to travel. They want to improve their living situation. They want to take better care of themselves and their loved ones. And they always want to give back. No one I ever talked to has said anything other than, well, I want to be able to be more generous in the world and with my friends and family and go visit my daughter and take my husband on that trip or let him retire because he's worked so hard. It's always sharing and giving.
Yeah, exactly.
And something that's really important is we talk about why you don't need any more certifications.
Thank you.
And that's one of the mistakes people make is they think they need another certification in order to feel more confident, to get more clients, but that's actually not how you attract more clients. So I talk about like where you should not be wasting your time, energy, and money right now, and what you should be focused on instead. And it's all about standing in your exquisite wise woman power and feeling more confident and bringing more healing, love, and awakening to your clients and your life and the planet starting now.
Oh yeah. I mean, that I can just feel the energy of that. So I really want to encourage everyone to go and get access to this. This is an on-demand, right? They can get
immediate access. Yeah, you can watch it whenever it's convenient for you. Yeah.
I love that. And they can just go to wealthywomenhealers.com/Sharon. Is that correct?
wealthywomenhealers.com/Sharon. And it's plural, women and healers, because we're all in this together. And then we were testing it. And so when you do the /Sharon, use a small S instead of a big S. For some reason, we were getting an error code on the big S. So wealthywomenhealers.com/Sharon with a small S, although she's big and magnificent.
Well, you know, that's so funny because those links like that, they're crazy sometimes with different browsers.
Different browsers. And like you do, like it works in every, like, I think that's just in Safari. I think you have no problem with the capital S in Chrome. Like I always, gosh, if I ran the world of tech, things would be very, very different, you know, but we get along with it. We let it support us. And that's one of the things also is I teach people how to set up evergreen systems and let technology love and support you.
Yes.
So that's a big shift. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I absolutely love it. And I want to encourage everyone, you know, a lot of times people listen to the podcast and I would say take action. You know, you need to make a demonstration out into the universe that says, I'm ready to do this. And wherever you are in your business, whether you're just starting out or wherever you're at, I know this is going to help you to a next level. There's all kinds of elements that, you know, especially in terms of them doing the evergreen and the on-demand, that's really, really super powerful and very valuable. So you'll get an actual modeling of all of that when they experience your training. So we want to really encourage people to get that. And I'm just so grateful for your light and everything that you bring. And is there anything that you want to share in closing?
Sharon, thank you so much. This has been so great. I've had like the truth chills all over my body the whole time. I feel the energy and the activation, and I feel the power of what you are up to in the world and how you are really lifting up and empowering everyone that you come in contact with. Like I remember even when we had our first meeting, I immediately felt this upliftment of energy. So I want to really thank you for your light and your love and for you stepping into the world and doing the work that you're doing and supporting so many people. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much. And I just am so excited to have you back on. I would love to hear people's what they'd like to hear more of. So we'll go back on and check in with folks after they've experienced that training and really got an opportunity. It really is an activation. I can feel that. I mean, I love that you have practical elements in it, but I can feel, just as you said, you know, one person, a client of yours, you know, just went back and watched it 10 times. I mean, absolutely, for the activation at an inner and outer level. I can feel that. I can feel it's very different energy than I've experienced before with the idea of an evergreen training. So I can feel it already just as you're talking about it. So I really want to appreciate you for really creating something that is an activation and coming from your place of alignment with it to reach out and connect with other women healers and coaches, practitioners, the whole crew, the whole tribe there. So I just really appreciate that. And just, I want to thank everybody for listening in. We see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, and prosperity in all ways, always. And we'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling, yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.